And today we are joined by North Central Track and Field Coach Alex McCleary. And Coach McCleary, let's first of all take a look at maybe some of those folks that are coming back that made it to Omaha Burke and State Track and Field last year.
Yeah, individually, our prior lone individual returner is Brooklyn Buell. She competed in the pole vault, narrowly missed a medal last year, so we're really excited about her. She's had a really good off season and gone to a few camps, so we're pretty excited for her. You know, it's going to be a tough field. I think 7 of the 8 medalists down there last year returned, so it's certainly going to be tough for you know, to move up in that group. But she certainly worked hard. And our girls 4x8 qualified last year as well. Again, I think they just missed a medal down there, but ran really well. We returned all of those team members, which were Kira Taylor, Riley Teal, Mariah Ost, and Daisy Frick. That experience is huge when you're down there. That relay is certainly tough, and you know, being in Class C, you got to fight for every spot. So having that experience back this year is going to be awesome for those girls.
Well, let's just go ahead now and take a look at some of the numbers. First of all, on the girls' side of things, going to be loaded up in every event, or are going to be a little short in a few events?
Yeah, we have some really good numbers. We got 33 girls out. We're going to be able to fill pretty much everything. The one event we won't is high jump, which is strange. We've had, you know, some really good years. I mean, frankly, every year, probably the past 6-7 years has been, and frankly, even going back prior to when I started coaching, we've had some really good high jumpers, and we don't have any numbers there this year, but otherwise everywhere else on the track, we'll have multiple kids running in those events. So it should be a lot of fun and really provide a lot of depth for us across the board.
Looks like maybe some sprinters and some relays have done pretty good so far for you as you were at that University of Nebraska-Kearney Indoor Track and Field Championship.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you'll start with the sprints. I mean, Brooklyn did a really good job, and frankly, we had a couple others compete pretty well. Allie Cosgrove and Morgan Lewis did a really good job in the hurdles, and I think they have a shot to help us out in the 4x1 for sure. And we've had a couple, you know, early season injuries and a couple kids gone for some things. But I think those kids that didn't compete down in Kearney can help us out as well. You know, Allie Steven and Jenna Halleck were right there around that 4x1. And our 4x1's been pretty good over the years. And then our 4x4 was okay, not necessarily where we wanted it to be. But first meet of the year down there at the indoor, you know, it's just kind of getting your feet wet and seeing where you're at. And so, you know, we got some good mid-distance runners. Again, Kira Taylor, Brielle Businger, this is her first track season since her freshman year. Obviously missing for COVID, and then last year she had an injury. So I think she's going to come in, and she's already had a really good first couple weeks of practice and had a good meet down there. So, yeah, I mean, across the board on the track, you know, we're going to be able to put some kids out there that are really going to be able to compete well for us.
Well, and again, you know, you got to get into that practice situation and things like that. And sport of track is basically here's your weather and here's what you can do. And all of a sudden, here's a meet coming up for you.
Right. You know, this week, you know, we've actually had some really good early season weather to be able to be outside and running and doing some things. And then this week, you know, you can't walk outside without losing your hat. So, you know, that's just part of living in Nebraska and whatnot. So you take what you can get and try to keep getting better every day.
Well, I know there's quite a few more girls that are there, but number-wise, as you said, doing pretty mm-hmm. good. Is it basically upperclassmen or underclassmen that are going to be filling the roster?
Oh, it's kind of a mix of both. You know, we have some really good, you know, I can just kind of go down the list a little bit with our seniors here. You know, our senior class, Daisy Frick, has had a ton of experience throughout her track career. So we'll lean on her in a lot of the running events. But Mackenzie Arnholt, she's been a good thrower for us. Certainly was in a loaded district last year. And so a few of those kids have moved out or, you know, graduated, whatnot. So I think she's got a really good shot this year. We have a ton of juniors. Brooklyn Buell, as I mentioned earlier, Allie Cosgrove, Taitlin Smith, Allie Steven, just a really good group of kids that likes to work hard. So we're excited for those. Then we have some sophomores. Again, Kira Taylor, been really strong for us the last couple of years, or, you know, last year and then starting out this year. And Addie Anderson, Lainey Pospisil, you've heard those names on the radio and basketball. So they'll come in and give us some depth in some places. And, you know, then we got some freshmen that are chomping at the bit to get better. So Yeah, it's a really good group top to bottom on the girls' side.
Well, now let's talk the boys' side of things. Again, it looks like a pretty good performance in Kearney for some of those kids, and you look to have some kids that will be knocking on the door, hopefully to get back to get to state track and field championships this year.
Yeah, you know, last year was certainly a new experience. We didn't have anybody qualify, but we had some kids that were really, really close. I mean, yeah, we kind of have a motto this year of .01, and that's because our 4x1 boys last year actually tied for the last qualifying spot last year to go to the state meet, and since you tie, neither team gets to go. So that was certainly a bummer for those boys. Yeah, on that team, we only had one senior, so we returned three of those guys, and Dolan, Boss Fischel, Troy Reynolds, and Wyatt Pruitt. So those three are definitely going to be kind of our horses when it comes to those sprint events up to the 400. So we're excited for those guys and hopefully to give them an opportunity to make it down there, because the work that they put in over the last year since that has been, you know, incredible, and it's been a joy to watch and be a part of as a coach. So certainly we're going to lean on those three a lot, you know, when it comes to the sprinting events. And then middle distance to distance, we graduated a couple kids that were, you know, really good pieces for us in the distance, but we returned Mason Hagan and Ray Norton. And again, Mason just missed. I mean, it was a photo finish, and unfortunately he got third in the 800 last year as a freshman. So he had a great meet last week, Kearney, and then Ray Norton, kind of same thing. Tough group. He was kind of under the weather that week, which is unfortunate. But again, he's just a junior, and so we're really excited for him as well.
Well, it looked like also, you know, Levi Lewis, he can run the hurdles pretty well. Looked like he had a pretty good showing in the 1600 relay there. And looking at Troy, yeah. Troy Reynolds in the pole vault, trying to make his mark this year too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Troy's another one. He tied, you know, as far as going over the bar in the pole vault, there was four of them last year that went 12.5, and he was unfortunately, you know, missed out on jumps. So he finished third or fourth, whatever it was, but he didn't qualify for state in the pole vault. So he's certainly chomping at the bit to get there. And, you know, I think he would have liked to go a little bit higher last week, but he had a good meet down at Kearney. And then, yeah, Levi, he battled some injury stuff last year. So hopefully we can keep him healthy and he can surprise some people, because he's capable. I mean, he's another kid that, you know, frankly, across the board in our boys, it's we necessarily haven't been super strong in the sprints historically, but top to bottom, we are a much faster team this year, you know, looking at the early practice stuff and some things that we do. So, yeah, we're pretty excited, especially for those seniors, but across the board with what we have coming up.
Yeah, a lot of seniors. How about numbers-wise there on the boys' side, Coach?
Yeah, so we have 23 boys out. So, obviously, you know, not quite as many as the girls, but still a really good group where we're going to be able to fill, you know, meet program. I think, you know, 2 miles, always a tough one to have a bunch of kids in. So, you know, Raiden's probably going to be our workhorse there, but otherwise across the board, we'll be full, you know, an event. So, you know, it might not be one of those years where, you know, and especially in Class C, you're to be strong across the board is certainly tough, but you just want to be competitive in every event and give your kids a chance to get better and perform at a high level.
Well, it looks like if the folks want to catch these kids in action, it looks like Monday, April 4th, right there at Rock County High School there in North Central, hosting that Invitational.
Yeah, for sure. This Friday on the 25th, we go to the Ainsworth Relay, so that's always a fun one where, you know, every kid gets to compete together. I mean, obviously, you only get three relays in a normal meet, and, you know, sometimes that's filled by, you know, 6 to 8 kids, so depending on the year. So, you know, relays is usually one of the more fun events in track, just because you are competing with your teammates, because you rely on each other to win. And then, yeah, well, then we get going in our normal track meet schedule, I guess, with our home meet. And they're April 4th, so we're really excited to host that and get a good start to the outdoor season in our individual events.
All right, Coach McCleary, wish you and your athletes the best of luck this year.
Alrighty, thanks, Cody.
And that is our preseason interview with the North Central track and field coach, Alex McCleary.